It's Derby time. The 141st running of the Kentucky Derby will be run at Churchill Downs on Saturday, May 2, 2015. Tourists will travel from all corners of the world to visit Louisville, a city known for its horse races and its bourbon. But Louisville is also home to one of America's most classic and storied culinary dishes, the hot brown.
My name is Josh Bettis. I'm the executive chef of the Brown Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky.
Chef Bettis will be cooking up plenty of hot brown sandwiches across Derby weekend. As he said, he's the executive chef at Louisville's Brown Hotel, which is where the hot brown was invented in 1926. And the recipe has stayed exactly the same since 1926.
You know, when I first got here, they asked me, chef, are you going to change the hot brown? I said, what? I didn't even know how to answer that. It's like, yeah, the first thing I pictured was torches and pitchforks and you get the new guy, you know.
So the story goes that Fred Schmidt, the hotel chef at the time, wanted to come up with something to satisfy the 1,200 plus guests a night who were dining and dancing at the Brown Hotel into the wee hours of the morning.
The reason he produced this was he wanted to have a replacement for ham and eggs. We used to have very large dance parties here up in the Crystal Ballroom. Thousands would show up. And they would have them all the time. And he decided, I need to come in with a replacement for ham and eggs. People are drinking a lot. They're here for a long time. And he went back in his kitchen and said, what can I feed these folks? What can I feed the masses? Something hearty, something that's going to work. And he looked around and said, well, I've got plenty of bread. You know, I've got milk. I've got cheese. Tomatoes, those look fresh. You know what? I've got some bacon, too. You know, we've been doing bacon for breakfast. And he came up with this open-faced sandwich, but it shows not only how much of a savvy businessman he was to be able to feed these people with something that he already had on hand.
And so the hot brown was born, a messy and indulgent open-faced sandwich with sliced turkey, mornay sauce, bacon, and tomatoes atop thick-cut toast. It's a storied piece of American culinary heritage that stayed exactly as it was and hasn't lost one bit of popularity.
We hold on to it. That's our heritage. That's our history. You know, and when people come to Louisville, it's funny. I look at it now as, you know, me being in horse country, I call it the trifecta of what people want. People want to see Churchill Downs. They want to see the majesty of the second floor lobby and the hotel, of the Brown Hotel. And they want to have a hot brown, and that's on their bucket list, and that's their trifecta.
So while the horses race for the 141st year in a row at Churchill Downs in Kentucky, the hot brown will satiate customers for the 89th year in a row. Some traditions don't go easily. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Jack Inslee.